You're about to hear Black Africa, the economic and cultural basis for a federated state by Sheikh Anta Diop, narrated by Malik Johnson. Introduction. In Black Africa, our ideologists have failed to advance revolutionary doctrine even one step. Indeed, even if we were armed with such a fertile scientific method of analysis as Marxist dialects, if it had been thoroughly digested, attempting to apply it to a reality of which one is completely unaware would be futile. For a long time, many of our countrymen believed they could get by without a thorough understanding of African society and Africa in all of its facets. History, languages, ethnicities, energy potential, raw materials, and so on. The findings obtained were frequently abysmally banal, if not outright incorrect. They thought that using offensive, excessive, and murky vocabulary would compensate for a lack of ideas, breadth, and revolutionary perspectives. They forgot that the truly revolutionary quality of language is its demonstrative clarity based on the objective use of facts and their dialectal relationships, which results in irresistibly convincing the intelligent reader. When I was Secretary General of the Democratic African Rally of Students in February 1952, we raised the topic of the Black Continent's political independence and the formation of a future federated state in an article titled, "Toward a Political Ideology in Black Africa." This piece, which was merely a preview of my The African Origins of Civilization, Myth or Reality, addressed political, linguistic, historical, sociological, and other facets of the topic. Aside from the Malagasy MPs and Cameroonian leader Ruben Niobe, there were no French-speaking Black African leaders who ventured to express ideas on African states, independence, or, let's face it, culture at the time. Today's post-facto remarks accepting such notions are almost fraudulent. At the very least, they are blatant misrepresentations. It would be fascinating to follow the history of the fathers of African independence's genuine beneficial use, rather than just as trial balloons to be shot down, of these notions, even if the application predated their publications. If the initiatives outlined in this book had been implemented on time, particularly in terms of hydroelectric development, Black Africa would have nothing to worry from the economic troubles caused by the oil crisis and drought. A reasonable industrialization program would begin by harnessing the vast amounts of energy that nature has bestowed upon Africa, thereby enabling the entire development process. Everything begins with energy, and everything else flows from it. While use of such abundant energy may become a marketing issue for private firms, the concept of excess energy is nonsensical to a developing country that must stimulate numerous activities and build the infrastructure required for its entry into the industrial era. Part 1. Historical Unity, Restoring African Historical Awareness. The moment has come to derive practical conclusions from the years of researching African problems, to distill them into formulas that are as simple and straightforward as possible. Chapter 1. Black World Origins and History. In all likelihood, modern-day Africans are not invaders from another continent. They are aborigines. Recent scientific discoveries that demonstrate Africa to be the cradle of humanity call into question the concept that this continent was populated by outsiders. From the appearance of Homo sapiens to our time, we can trace our roots as a people without substantial interruptions in continuity. A massive south-north movement carried African peoples from the massive lake regions into the Nile Basin in early prehistory.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?